toys that cater towards Americans and pinatas and whatever gimmicky things they have. Or even like at the resort itself, there's people who are employed just for snorkeling activities or doing diving and boating, and that there goes all their business once the Americans and I guess Canadians too leave. So
yeah, so it is definitely a really, I think, negative impact on whatever cities, like even Cancun or Playa del Carmen, like they're used to be just a local, like, authentic experience there for, like, Mexican people who didn't really have to deal with these conflicts of, like, oh, can I, like, choose, you know, my culture where I might make less money and that kind of thing, or, like, choose to work at a resort or, like, support this tourism industry where I might make a bit more money, but it is still, like, not that much more compared to what the big guys at the top are really making.
Yeah, because so. Even though, yeah, these resorts, they offer, I guess, stable employment, which can entice, I guess, Mexican workers too. But these resorts have really poor working conditions and labor rights, which is some of the issues we wanted to get into with these resorts. I also went to Mexico. I went to Playa del Carma, which is
Carmen?
Oh, oops. My bad. Playa del Carmen. Playa del Carmen, which is close to Cancun, in 2022, so about 3 years ago. That was the last time I've been there, and I went to an all-inclusive with a friend, and just the workers, there were so many workers at the hotel, and they were always smiling, but I felt really bad most of the time, just seeing how hard they worked, especially with having their work days last 15 plus hours. And I've read that their work week is 8 plus days, and they're always trying to run around, and they get very little tips as well, because most of them have incomes that are reliant on like the Americans and Canadians tipping them. And they were the ones putting on the shows every night, because at the resorts they try to make a creative new show every night, so they have to rehearse for that and then keep a smile on for the guests. And it's just, I don't know, I don't think they're treated right, and there's definitely exploitation happening with these local workers, because where else can they go and work if all the resorts are where all the money is and all the stable employment is in their cities?
And also just replacing what used to be there too in the first place. Like, yeah, it's very unfortunate what's happening. And I feel like it is not just unfortunate, but I think there is a certain like intention there with it too. Like, it's not just, oh, by accident, like we're making these countries dependent on us, or like that's just a consequence of it. Like, I think there is a certain, like, it's just establishing this dynamic of like still subservience in a way to like catering towards like Western people, and like creating this weird relationship that's not on an equal footing. And that's that kind of is reflected in like capitalism, I guess, as well, just within, like, it's not on equal footing either with the worker and the CEO. So it's just, you know, it's not great at all. And because of those hotels there, like, tourists are just way less likely to stay at smaller hotels and going to local places or markets. Like, even learning the language, like, it's just kind of expected that Mexican people are, like, wherever in the world that they will cater to, like,
English,
yeah. Which is insane, and especially so hypocritical, because I know so many English-speaking people will go to other countries and be like, oh, I can't believe they, like, can't speak English. And then people might live in America or Canada and not speak English, and they're like, what the heck? Like,
yeah. This,
but then they're doing the same exact BS. So,
yeah, it's a little Western influence that kind of get trapped into this bubble of, yeah, just not that we're not appreciating other languages, but it's just, it's quite sad to see the whole world kind of more engulfed into Western culture itself. It's like still like other things, like even beauty standards and things that are being more influenced by Western ideals, but that's another topic. But yeah, as well, I feel like a lot of the Mexican culture is commercialized and catered towards the Westerners as well. DJ Star was mentioning all the tourist shops and how this kind of transforms the labor market there, because, I mean, that's what the Americans want to buy. That's what the Westerners want to buy.
Mm-hmm.
And so all these traditional sectors that they critically need to have, they just start losing them and losing their labor in these things.
Mm-hmm. And it's one of those jobs, too, where there's a certain ceiling of earnings. Like, if you're selling things like magnets or any kind of souvenirs, there's only so much you can really make and build from that. And you're also not self-sufficient or self-dependent versus, like, having a place in the community where people, like, come to you and, like, come to gather and that kind of thing. It's just kind of one-time customers coming in, coming out, buying a little something for their family. Like, it's not really communal. It's not really long-term beneficial for people who are working there either.
Yeah, and I feel like all the shops, too, themselves, it's not really a community because all the shop owners are selling the same things.
And it's competition, too.
Yeah, so that's not really creating a sense of, like, oh, hey, like, hey, neighbor, like, how's your shop doing? No, it's like, hey, you're selling at a cheaper price than me. I really dislike you.
Yeah.
So.
And also, building on top of that, the areas where there are those kinds of souvenir shops and, like, also certain restaurants that are catering towards Americans, like, in the hotel area that I was staying at, there was, like, burgers and, like, that kind of cuisine just around, which also, and at expensive prices, too. Like, the whole area, the cost of living is going to be increased so much, like, for Mexican people. And there's just a big imbalance because, you know, American or Canadians are, like, you know, making money in their own country and then coming to other countries to, like, spend up. So that's going to create some gentrification for sure.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it pushes local people away from their own land and their own resources and, like, further and further to the outskirts, which is, yeah, just horrible.
Yeah. And with the gentrification, too, because not only that Westerners come and they stay at the resorts, but they buy houses near the resorts and take up all the beaches, and it just becomes this very expensive neighborhood bubble that the locals can't really use. And I looked this up too, and even the beaches, a lot of these resorts kind of block off their beaches. You don't really see local Mexicans on the beaches where these resorts are, but in Mexico, all beaches are public property with their government laws. And I actually didn't know that because
it doesn't seem like it.
And they use armed guards at some all-inclusive resort beaches at the beach access points to intimidate the locals that want to come and enjoy their own land. And it's just ridiculous.
Yeah, it's just, I don't have the words to explain how it's such a huge, like, injustice. Because also, to parallel that, in Jamaica, for example, some Jamaicans don't even have access to some of their beaches because they're owned by private businesses, private resorts. And some communities are genuinely landlocked because they can't access the beaches because they're owned by hotels. And, you know, not a lot, but Jamaican people would also, like, go to the beaches to fish and, like, that kind of thing to bring in some money, and, like, now that's completely just locked off, or even to, like, go and enjoy their own beaches on their own land. Now, like, that does seem just, like, straight up colonialism, like, taken over, alienated away from their land and their resources for the pleasure and enjoyment of a Western force, Americans, Canadians, Europeans, like,
yeah, to go a little snorkeling, a little diving, some boating. It's insane. And as well, not even just taking away their lands, but it's also has a lot of negative environmental impacts on us, of us Westerners taking over these things. I remember that I went snorkeling at one point for the Mexico trip. Yeah,
yeah, no.
Yeah, it was one of those families. But
That's good to talk about.
Yeah, it's good to know now, because now I feel like I'm a lot more aware of what I actually experienced and what to do moving forward. But yeah, we did go snorkeling, and I was expecting like, oh, an amazing coral reef, beautiful colors, but it was kind of a letdown. I feel like I just put my face in the water and I was just looking around for some fish and maybe some grayed out seaweed. But it just got me thinking about how much all this activity and all these people trying to go see the coral reefs and going to see all these environment locations that would scare off the animals there, would track dirt and mud, and it's just...
Yeah.
Not tractor and mud, but garbage as well, and just it's sad. It's really sad.
Yeah, it's the whole like kind of there's not a lot of personal responsibility when traveling. I feel like a lot of people don't have that because they're like, oh, whatever, like this isn't my country, this isn't my community. I'm just gonna go see this, you know, monument, see this view, get in, get out. I don't even necessarily like want to see what the culture has to offer. I'm not interested in it. I just want to relax and get back to my all-inclusive. Like, that kind of mindset is really harmful, and like, it's just so, I don't know, it just makes me so angry to think about, like, not even wanting to, like, some of the people I talk to, like, Damon, like Mexican food. I'm like, why? Like, why are you here? Why are you having like waffles and pancakes at the buffet when you could just be like anywhere else? And
yeah, I would say, other than the not liking the Mexican food, I feel like wanting to go to these resorts is definitely a byproduct of grind and hustle culture
and consumerism.
Because it's like you want to choose the easiest route to vacation, and it's just like you don't even want to put the thought in picking the hotel and picking where to eat and seeing if it's safe. It's like they make this so mindless to pick to go to these resorts that it's such an easy option that most people don't want to do. And that's I mean, that's all right, but it's just a product of, I guess, our society as a whole.
So for sure. And like, even going on, like building upon that consuming capitalistic ideas, like you can even just see it. I read an article and it said that guests at resorts like in Mexico use more energy, water, create more waste than local people, like very high volume consumption and also waste, and then just kind of leaving them to deal with the consequences, which is just very typical of the US, the Canada, any kind of major companies that have economic influence and economic power are always going to do what they need to do to make more money, and whoever's going to suffer and can't, you know, afford to also be like also like getting clean water, or they're dealing with the consequences of it. And you know, we see that in so many different circumstances over and over and over again, and this is just one example where, you know, like we just see, I don't know, we just see it, you know.
Yeah, I can't even fathom the amount of food waste they must see at these buffets, and the amount of towels that people use at hotels. And it's like, just I think because people must think that if they put a couple grand in, then they're that this can justify all the waste and all the energy that they use at the resort, when even though we should still feel conscious wherever we go and however much money we put of the environment as well.
Yeah.
As well as the culture and the local people and everything involved.
Yeah, and I've heard too that resorts tend to use internationally imported goods as well and services. So building even more, like they're not there for actually like the country that they're in. They're just there to make a profit and take that profit away, and just kind of taking up this land, occupying this land, alienating people from that land to like make money. And that is probably the most disgusting thing about it. One of the most things that I like really just don't think is ethical at all. Like they're pretty much losing rights over their land in favor of private American or Canadian Western businesses, which is horrible.
Not good.
Yeah,
I mean, yeah, there's so many issues with these all-inclusive, particularly the Western-owned all-inclusive resorts. I think that if someone were to choose to go to all-inclusives, because they are, I mean, it is a relaxing, it's a relaxation
idea. Yeah, there is. Yeah. I do understand, like, the intention.
Mm-hmm. But, yeah, to go, I think I would definitely try to choose more any Mexican-owned all-inclusive resort, so at least you can somewhat contribute if you do would like to go.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, think twice before going. I think I will. I'm definitely going to think twice before going to any all-inclusive resort because I might have had one planned for this year that might be mm-hmm. in the midst of planning right now, which mm-hmm. I'm already, after doing all this research, I feel like I might back out on my opinion now and mm-hmm. back out on my plan because I don't know, this just doesn't feel morally right.
Yeah, it does feel. Yeah, when I was in Mexico too, like just recently, I was like, this does not feel okay with me. Like, this does not sit right. And like, there are other options than just going to an all-inclusive as well, like immersing yourself in the culture mm-hmm. and like going to markets, going to like actually supporting local people and the community and like giving back in some way when you're traveling, if you can find a way that's not white savory. Like,
yeah,
you know, there are certain things that you can do. But it is tricky because traveling is getting, you know, more popular, I think, and more accessible for people as well. So even like a giant influx of people who are doing that in other countries like could still negatively affect them. But I think it is just like a big difference, your contribution going to an all-inclusive. Like, where's that money really going to? Mm-hmm. And who are you really supporting when you go there? You're just using the country that you're visiting as like a scapegoat kind of
mm-hmm.
versus actually like trying to
support the local
support
economy.
It and do it responsibly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And as well with these things, if you do go to an all-inclusive, I think that you should definitely tip workers mm-hmm. As well, because I regret not tipping workers as much as I should when I went, because I went when I was 18, brand new 18, and I didn't really understand the amount of effort and the amount of hard work that the workers have to put in to be happy and feed their families. And I was just over there like, oh, I'm 18, I can have my first drink here. Mm-hmm. And I didn't really care about everything. But this, like, if to go again, definitely tip workers, because their wages are usually not enough most of the time, and many staff members rely on this for income, as said again. So definitely, like, if you want to go, bring a couple dollars for buffet meals or the bar and housekeeping, like leave some money on the pillow. I'll be doing this next time.
Mm-hmm.
The bus, concierge, just everyone who's helping out, because it's good to do.
Yeah, it is good to do these individual actions, but at the same time as well, like, it is part of the system that we live in that is capitalist, colonialist. It's gonna prioritize money over everything, over workers' rights and local people, indigenous people's rights. So there is that to keep in mind too. But mm-hmm. yeah, like, individually, if we think about what we can do to just make it a bit better for the people who are working there, for the local people who are there, like, definitely doing those things.
Even the step before tipping workers is not going to the all-inclusive mm-hmm. in the first place.
Mm-hmm.
There are arguments against this too. It's like saying that, oh, but going to an all-inclusive keeps these workers employed. But this is like a lot of arguments. This is like for Shein workers. This is for Apple iPhones. And it can be explained that if these are unjust working conditions, they have short contracts, and local jobs are primarily better for these workers. And if you don't go to these resorts, this overall can put pressure on resort companies to improve their working conditions, because if they see that reduced tourism is happening, then it can indicate that their current practices aren't acceptable, and they may be incentivized to actually pay their workers a better wage and give them better working conditions mm-hmm. and so forth. But this argument can go for actually a lot of different companies and ideas.
And that whole argument, like, oh, well, it keeps workers employed, just kind of maintains the status quo and accepts, like, that there is exploitative working conditions, and you're pretty much okay with that because mm-hmm. at least they're working. It's not a good condition, and, you know, people die.
Not my problem.
At least they're working. At least I'm, like, supporting that. And that's just the biggest amount of BS I've heard.
Yeah. It's like, oh, I got a margarita in this hand and, you know, take my $1 tip and all is fine. But
yeah. It's tough when we're talking about systemic issues to, like, have some hope. But, yeah, there are some action plans, I guess, other than revolution.
collective action.
Yeah, collective action. So even start small.
Yeah, even a small radio show, we can maybe influence maybe one person. Mm-hmm. Maybe one of you out there. But anyways, I think that was a little wrap-up on our little Mexico resort episode plus colonialism. I kind of like this one. I think I influenced myself with this episode, so...
That's good.
Good stuff. But anyways, we're actually running to the top of the hour already, but we still have a couple more songs, but this might be the last that you'll hear from us this week.
Mm-hmm.
So thank you again for listening. We're Slumber Party every Tuesday, 6 to 7, and up next will be Sociologic with some of our radio friends, Kaylin and Rebecca. So stay tuned for that. And then we also have Bit Coover at 8 p.m. with our music coordinator, Connor.
Woo. Let's go. So great shows, great programming coming up for you. Keep on tuning in. We might come back to introduce the last song or two, but
we'll see.
If not, we will see you next week. And yeah, this next song, DJ Coco can introduce it.
Yeah, this is K-Tronada, from his newest release. It was an instrumental version of the album Timeless, but this one is called Video. So enjoy. Thank you.
Stats can be hard to understand, but this one isn't. Nearly 1 in 4 people can't afford food in Canada. What does food insecurity look like where you live? Look up your address at foodsecuritynow.ca. That's foodsecuritynow.ca. Join Community Food Centers Canada in making a difference today.
Communication is everywhere, but what is it? Communication is how you share your thoughts, your opinions, your culture, from what you see on TV to what you post online. But what about the people who are not being seen or heard? AMI is a media company that strives to be a voice for Canadians with disabilities.